know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on CKBI.
It is time for an FAQ, and joining us today is Dean Latto from Pines Power Sports Marine. Now, Dean, it's amazing how quick that summer has went by, and now it's time to start thinking about winterizing those boats and Sea-Doos and all that type of thing. And boy, it is really gone from just change the oil and, put in some fresh gas. There's a lot more to it nowadays.
You know what? As the stuff gets more specific as far as the electronics and the drive systems and everything else, it really does become almost a specialty type thing. And when you talk about Sea-Doos and jet drives, we're the expert. We sell hundreds of these things a year. We understand them. We probably service, a couple hundred more. And you want to make sure that, first and foremost, that you are getting the proper guys that have the proper master trained technician experience to look at these things, what to look for, why is the drive system maybe not working properly. And there's just a variety of very important things as far as the drive system on a Sea-Doo jet drive that you really need to look after.
Now, it's not just the mechanical parts of it. Now, a lot of these boats and everything are just so high-tech. There's all kinds of electronics. That also needs to be taken into consideration.
Well, and you talk about software, and I mean, whether it's a vehicle we're driving or the PWC that you have on the water, the software system that is in there is continually being upgraded by BRP or Sea-Doo. And you want to make sure you've got the latest and greatest for starting, for operation, for power supply, just everything. You want to make sure that you've got the latest and greatest. Now, we do that every time we winterize something. We make sure we hook it to software, get the latest software upgrades. And in a Sea-Doo, there's three different ECMs. People don't realize, but the IBR is controlling one. There's different systems in the engine that have their own separate one. So it's very important to get those softwares updated. And the electrical system is very specific in these things. It wants to run at 55 volts. Now, if it's not running at 55 volts, for whatever reason, the battery, the stator, the system itself, there's something going on, they cause all kinds of different running issues where, a regular mechanic doesn't understand how that affects our system, where with our software and our experience, we know what to go looking for and could tell lots of stories just about a very simple little electrical connection that maybe wasn't done up properly or grounded properly that was causing the voltage fluctuation, which then was giving you running issues, and it was a very simple thing to fix.
And how do they get in touch with you, Dean?
You know what? See us at pinespsm.com. All the contact numbers are there. We do offer after-hours pickup and drop-off. Give us a call, Mike and PA and Brian and Nipwin, and they can get you scheduled up and make sure that you're first to hit the water next spring.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckbi.com.